This is the Nation's Leaders from Coast to Coast podcast. I am your host, George J. Jefferson, and I am an AI. This podcast is written by and recorded by AI Technologies. You can follow us at pointedwords.com to get our daily podcast and remember, better pointed words than pointed swords. Epistow, biography of Ron Wyden, the senator from Oregon. General information. Ron Wyden is a prominent figure in American politics, serving as the senior United States Senator from Oregon. He was born on May 3, 1949, in Wichita, Kansas. Wyden is a member of the Democratic Party and has been in the Senate since 1996. He is known for his advocacy on issues like privacy, technology, and health care reform. Early life and education. Ron Wyden's early life was marked by frequent moves due to his father's job as a journalist. His family relocated several times, eventually settling in Palo Alto, California, where he attended high school. Wyden's interest in public service was sparked during his teenage years, influenced by the civil rights movement and the political climate of the 1960s. After high school, Wyden attended the University of California, Santa Barbara, where he earned a Bachelor of Arts in 1971. He then pursued a law degree at the University of Oregon School of Law, graduating in 1974. His legal education provided him with a foundation in policy and governance, which would later prove invaluable in his political career. Early career. Post-law school, Ron Wyden's career trajectory took him into public service and advocacy. He started as a legislative assistant to Senator Edmund Muskie of Maine, gaining first-hand experience in legislative processes. Following this, Wyden returned to Oregon, where he worked as a public interest attorney, focusing on consumer protection and environmental issues. In 1980, Wyden was elected to the Oregon State Board of Education, where he served until 1982. His work on the board was characterized by efforts to improve educational standards and access. Subsequently, he was elected to the U.S. House of Representatives in 1980, representing Oregon's 3rd Congressional District. During his tenure in the House, Wyden was known for his bipartisan approach, often working across the aisle to pass legislation. Election history. Ron Wyden's political career in the U.S. Senate began under somewhat unusual circumstances. In 1996, he won a special election to fill the remaining term of Senator Bob Packwood, who resigned amid scandal. Wyden defeated Republican Gordon Smith in a close race, marking the beginning of his Senate career. Since then, Wyden has been re-elected multiple times, showcasing his enduring appeal to Oregon voters. In 2004, he won re-election with 63% of the vote against Republican Al King. His 2010 re-election was against Jim Huffman, where he secured 57% of the vote. In 2016, Wyden faced Republican Mark Callahan, winning with 56.6% of the vote. His most recent re-election in 2022 saw him defeating Republican Joe Ray Perkins with 55.8% of the vote, demonstrating his consistent voter support. Political stances. Ron Wyden's political stances reflect his commitment to progressive policies while maintaining a reputation for bipartisanship. He has been a vocal advocate for privacy rights, particularly concerning internet privacy and government surveillance. Wyden was one of the few senators to oppose the Patriot Act, citing concerns over civil liberties. In healthcare, Wyden has pushed for reforms aimed at reducing costs and increasing access. He co-authored the Healthy Americans Act, which proposed a system of universal healthcare coverage. On environmental issues, Wyden supports renewable energy and has worked on legislation to promote green technology and reduce carbon emissions. He has also been involved in efforts to protect Oregon's natural landscapes, including the Oregon and California Railroad revested lands. Wyden's approach to technology policy includes advocating for net neutrality and against monopolistic practices in the tech industry. He has been critical of large tech companies, pushing for more competition and consumer protections. His economic policies often focus on tax reform, aiming to simplify the tax code and reduce loopholes that benefit the wealthy. Wyden has also been a proponent of trade agreements that protect American jobs while promoting global economic integration. Ron Wyden, the senior U.S. Senator from Oregon, has garnered significant support from his constituents and beyond due to his consistent advocacy for privacy rights and civil liberties. Wyden has been a vocal critic of government surveillance programs, often clashing with both Republican and Democratic administrations to protect individual privacy. His efforts in pushing for transparency and accountability in how government agencies handle personal data resonate deeply with voters who value their constitutional rights. His stance on these issues not only appeals to those concerned about privacy but also to tech enthusiasts and privacy advocates who see him as a defender against overreaching government powers. Another pillar of Wyden's support base is his commitment to environmental protection. Oregon, known for its natural beauty and environmental consciousness, finds a champion in Wyden, who has consistently supported legislation aimed at combating climate change, preserving public lands, and promoting renewable energy. His work on the Great American Outdoors Act, which provides funding for national parks and public lands, has been particularly well received by Oregonians who cherish their state's natural heritage. By aligning his policies with the environmental ethos of the Pacific Northwest, Wyden secures the backing of conservationists, outdoor enthusiasts, and those who prioritize sustainable development. Wyden's economic policies also play a crucial role in his popularity. He has been a proponent of policies that aim to reduce income inequality, support small businesses, and ensure fair trade practices. His advocacy for tax reforms that benefit the middle class, his push for affordable health care, and his efforts to protect Social Security and Medicare are seen as efforts to level the economic playing field. These stances resonate with a broad swath of Oregonians, from urban professionals to rural workers, who feel the economic pinch and look for representatives who understand their struggles. Moreover, Senator Wyden's approach to bipartisanship has earned him respect across the political spectrum. While firmly a Democrat, he has shown a willingness to work with Republicans on issues where common ground can be found, such as in his efforts to reform the tax code or in his support for certain trade agreements. This pragmatic approach to politics is appreciated by voters who are tired of partisan gridlock and desire effective governance. His ability to navigate the complexities of Congress while maintaining his principles makes him a figure of reliability and integrity in the eyes of many. Lastly, Wyden's personal engagement with his constituents through town halls, listening sessions, and direct communication has built a strong rapport. He is known for his accessibility, often taking time to respond to constituents' concerns personally. This direct line of communication fosters a sense of representation and accountability, making Oregonians feel heard and valued in the political process. His dedication to being an active listener and a responsive representative further cements his support among those who value grassroots politics and community involvement. One of the primary reasons people do not support Senator Ron Wyden of Oregon is his stance on privacy and surveillance issues. Wyden has been a vocal critic of government surveillance programs, often clashing with both Republican and Democratic administrations over what some constituents view as an overreach into national security matters. His efforts to reform the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, FISA, and his push for greater transparency in government data collection practices have been seen by some as weakening national security, leading to a divide among voters who prioritize security over privacy. Another significant point of contention is Wyden's economic policies, particularly his approach to taxation and economic inequality. While he advocates for progressive tax reforms aimed at reducing income inequality, critics argue that these policies could stifle economic growth and entrepreneurship. Business owners and those in higher income brackets often feel that Wyden's tax proposals unfairly target them, potentially driving businesses out of Oregon or reducing investment in the state. This has led to a backlash from those who believe that economic policies should encourage business development rather than what they perceive as punitive taxation. Wyden's environmental policies also draw criticism from various groups. His support for aggressive climate change initiatives, including his role in promoting the Green New Deal, has been met with resistance from industries like logging, agriculture, and energy sectors in Oregon. These groups argue that his environmental regulations could lead to job losses and economic hardship in rural areas where these industries are predominant. Furthermore, his push for renewable energy over traditional energy sources has been criticized for potentially increasing energy costs for consumers, which is a significant concern for many Oregonians. On the issue of healthcare, Wyden's support for expanding government-funded healthcare options like Medicare for All has polarized voters. While some applaud his efforts to ensure universal healthcare, others fear the implications of such a system on personal choice, quality of care, and the financial stability of the healthcare industry. Opponents argue that his policies could lead to longer wait times, reduced innovation in medical treatments, and an overall decline in the quality of healthcare services. This division reflects broader national debates about the role of government in healthcare, with many Oregonians wary of moving towards a single-payer system. Lastly, Wyden's long tenure in the Senate has led to criticisms regarding his effectiveness and connection with the evolving needs of Oregonians. Some constituents feel that after decades in office, Wyden might be out of touch with the current demographic and economic shifts within the state. There's a sentiment among some voters that new leadership could bring fresh perspectives and more dynamic solutions to Oregon's challenges. This sentiment is often encapsulated in the broader political discourse about term limits and the need for new blood in politics, which indirectly affects support for long-serving politicians like Wyden. You can follow us at pointedwords.com to get our daily podcast, and remember, better pointed words than pointed swords.